Cities love to brag on their hometown sandwich shops. And while Capriati's wasn't born here, like many Las Vegas residents, it has adopted our city as its headquarters. We belong to each other. Now, let me tell you from the start, Capriati's isn't sponsoring our podcast in any way. This is a pure love episode. And as we all enjoy our T-Day leftovers, it's a celebration of their classic Thanksgiving in a sandwich, the Bobby. Did you know that they have their own line of butterball turkeys called the Capriati's Super Tom? Today on CityCast Las Vegas, we talk with Chief Operating Officer David Bloom and get a peek into the secret sauce that makes Capriati's a Vegas favorite. It's Monday, November 28th, 2022. I'm David Figler, and this is CityCast Las Vegas. Welcome to CityCast, David Bloom of Capriati's.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be with you guys.
Now, Capriati's started, as I understand, in Delaware way, way back in the 70s, but you have adopted Nevada and Las Vegas in particular as your base of operations for a while now, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. We are based in Vegas, so a lot of people think of us as a Vegas, you know, based or bred brand, even though we did start in Wilmington, Delaware all those years ago. But our roots are here. Our senior leadership team is here. Our corporate offices are here. So we have a huge investment in the community. And frankly, we just love Vegas.
And I think Vegas takes a lot of pride in Capriati's. So first of all, what is the most popular sandwich ordered in Las Vegas through Capriati's?
Honestly, it's probably our cheesesteaks. We win Best of Award for our cheesesteaks all the time. But our top sellers are usually our cheesesteaks, our capistrami, our Italian, our Bobby, or just our other turkey subs. It somewhat depends upon the time of the year. Summertime is more of the cold subs. Wintertime is more of the hot subs kind of thing. So a little bit depending upon where you are, but here I'd say the cheesesteaks.
And Vegas really doesn't have a winter per se like a lot of places do. I mean, we kind of have summer and not so summer. Let's talk about that Bobby. First of all, can you explain to the listeners what the whole backstory around the Bobby is? Who invented it? Who's Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby. The Bobby was named after one of the original founders of Capriati's back in Wilmington, Delaware, the Little Italy section of Wilmington. Bobby was an uncle, but the original Capriati's, it's still open today. We actually bought that building years ago to preserve it. Eventually, we'll make it a heritage landmark. But they started cooking whole, roasting whole turkeys downstairs. It's a row house, actually. They lived upstairs, and downstairs they'd roast the turkeys overnight and then, you know, pull the meat apart and, you know, add the stuffing and the cranberry and the mayo. And all of a sudden, there was a line down the street and they realized, hey, we got something going on here.
Yeah.
I think the biggest point of differentiation that people aren't expecting is that we're literally roasting whole butterball turkeys. Butterball raises a line of turkeys just for us called the Capriati's Super Tom. And we are actually the largest restaurant buyer of butterball turkeys in the world.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's a unique product. Everybody else that I know of uses kind of what you'd call a sliced deli meat for their turkey. And we're
sure,
literally fresh roasting in-house. Every night we have these giant ovens that we're roasting those turkeys, slow roasting them overnight in every restaurant.
That's wild. Can you walk us through the steps of how the perfect Bobby sandwich gets made? I mean, do you start with a full Thanksgiving dinner and then just start assembling?
Well, one of the things that is unique about Capriati's, again, is we make a lot of things in-house. So, as I said, we take the turkeys out. They're frozen. They're, you know, 28-pound birds. They're huge birds. And we have these special deck ovens, these big old school gas-fired deck ovens to cook them overnight. And we're cooking, obviously, a lot of turkeys every night. And so they're slow roasted overnight. They come out in the morning, they cool down a little bit, and the staff pulls all the meat off of the bone, white meat, dark meat, everything. And we actually let that meat cool off in the walk-in overnight separately again for the day. But in the meantime, we're making the stuffing in-house. we have the cranberry sauce made for us, and we use a very specific type of mayonnaise that you actually can't buy in the grocery store. It's a special formula that we've perfected over the years.
Okay, and what is that secret formula? Could you give me the exact ingredients in that right now?
I think my life would be in danger if I passed that on. So it's that combination of that mayo that's made specifically for us, that the turkey, the stuffing that we make in-house, and we have tested hundreds of different types of stuffing. You know, I don't know if you know, but every year there's a stuffing shortage about this time of year throughout the country. So we stockpile, you know, literally thousands of cases of stuffing every year to make sure we have enough. So, you know, as we grow and we're open in about 30 different states today, that becomes the biggest challenge, is making sure that we can satisfy all the demand.
Now, as stuffing hoarders, when the turkey apocalypse comes, where is that bunker that we need to raid? I mean, David, give me the scoops here, because, you know, everyone thinks they know about Capriati's. We got to get to the real nitty gritty here.
Yeah, you know, you really bring up how the sausage is made story, you know, and that's behind every restaurant. And that's a real thing. You know, there was potentially a severe turkey shortage this year, particularly of larger birds. So we have to commit and we have to plan way, way ahead with our partners, in this case, Butterball or Kraft or whoever for the stuffing. We have to commit to buying and warehousing tremendous amounts of food way in advance, knowing that at the same time, we're also going to be opening 30 or 40 restaurants this year, Capriati's restaurants this year.
Nationwide.
We also own Wing Zone, and we'll open up another 30 or 40 of those. So it's a long-term commitment, but we work really closely with, in this case, Butterball, who we think is the absolute best in class.
Do you ever hear stories of families that build their Thanksgiving celebration around the Bobby? Is that a thing?
Yeah. You know what actually we see is, this is crazy. Again, as we're traveling around the country and we're visiting stores, and especially when we open up in parts of the country that nobody has heard of the Bobby before, right? That's like, we do that almost every week nowadays. We're opening up some part of the country where there's never been a Capriati's, and people come. They'll be like, oh yeah, I just drove 3 hours and I'm picking up like 12 Bobbies because all of my friends back, you know, in my town heard that I was coming here, and they're like, oh, you're going to Capriati's, pick us up a Bobby. And people will be walking out with like bagfuls of Bobbies. So we see that all the time. And we call those people Cap addicts, because they are just addicted to Capriati's, which we certainly love and appreciate.
Let's get into the history of the Capriati's brand in Las Vegas. How'd you all end up in Vegas?
Years ago, again, the brand started in Delaware, and the founders were big fans of Vegas. They used to come to Vegas all the time. And so eventually they started opening up some stores here in Vegas. So for many years, it was just kind of friends and family, you know, becoming owners and operators. And the brand only existed in Las Vegas and Delaware. That was it. About 15 years ago, Ashley Morris, who's our CEO today, and Jason Smiley, who's our president, became franchisees. They were diehard. I mean, they loved Capriati's. They literally lived on Capriati's. They went to UNLV, and they just would eat there every single day. They both went off. They graduated, went on to their respective careers, were very successful at a very young age, and decided to become franchisees of Capriati's. They very quickly opened 3 stores here in Vegas and eventually acquired the brand. About 10, 12 years ago, they actually acquired the brand and have been growing it, really nationally growing it. Now, actually, we just started international growth for Capriati's as well. So they've been the majority shareholders for over a decade now, you know, and they have very deep roots. They both grew up here, went to UNLV.
Yeah. And I appreciate that, you know, like a lot of people in Las Vegas, and I think I mentioned this, you know, they come from elsewhere, but then adopt Las Vegas as their own. So, you know, we accept Delawareans as well. I understand that actually a very famous Delawarean opened up the or bought the first sandwich in Capriati's first DC location some years ago.
Yeah, Joe Biden is a big Capriati's fan. I actually hear his favorite sandwich is the Italian. So I don't want to burst any bubbles here. But he is a huge Capriati's fan. But I mean, we're a huge Vegas brand. But if you go to Delaware, it's even more so, where people just live on Capriati's.
Okay, I'll just call it a sister state when it comes to good sandwiches. So let's move away from the Bobby for a second, even though it's Thanksgiving time. And again, that it is Thanksgiving in a sandwich. My favorite is the capistrami. It's just, it's all the goodness in one, and there should be a holiday. Is there a sandwich item that we haven't mentioned, like maybe a sleeper on the menu that people should start ordering?
Well, I'm kind of with you, first of all. I am a huge capistrami fan. I grew up around Katz's Deli in New York. But one that I'm not sure everybody knows about is the roast beef we carry, the only roast beef we carry, is Snake River Farms American Wagyu roast beef. It's the kind of beef you can only get at the best steakhouses in the country. And that's actually our in-house roast beef. You can get that cold on a sandwich, or you can have your cheesesteak made with the Snake River Farms Wagyu beef. And that's sort of next level. So that's an insider secret that's available. I mean, certainly available in every store. But if you ever want to try a really unique cheesesteak, have it with American Wagyu beef.
Got it. Is there a secret menu like they have at some restaurants? I mean, you mentioned the Wagyu and the way to mix that up. Is there some off-menu items that people can go in and be real insiders when they go in?
I think it's the way people learn to order their sandwiches over time. That's really the secret. This is going to sound weird, but people in Delaware get their cheesesteaks with lettuce, tomato, mayo, and ketchup, and pickles. And that combination, if you think about it, kind of is the ingredients in a Big Mac. It's really actually delicious. I don't order my cheesesteaks back there, but when you go back there, you'll see people ordering them that way all the time. And we actually thought about introducing, you know, we called it a Cap Mac, whatever, but
copyright. Gotcha.
Yeah. So
you don't want the Hamburglar coming in and roughing you up. I get it.
No, the only other thing I would say is that lastly, we just introduced what we call liquid gold sauce. It's actually from Wing Zone. It's one of our wing sauces that's just incredibly delicious. And you can get a liquid gold cheesesteak now. That's also literally off the charts. It's delicious.
Oh, liquid gold sauce. That sounds interesting. What is liquid gold sauce?
Again, it's one of our secret recipes, but it comes from our Wing Zone brand. It is made for us up in Toronto, Canada, by a supplier up there that we work closely with. So it's another one of those things you can't buy in the store, but it's got a kind of a sweet and almost mustardy taste to it. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, you and your secret sauces. So as many people are probably either making their own turkey sandwiches and ruining that it is not the professional standards of the Bobby, or maybe going and catching even more of the turkey buzz, let me finish this way. What is Capriati's secret success sauce? Like, why do you think everyone in Vegas is just so fond of Capriati's?
I think it's because we've stayed true to the brand and that authenticity and the commitment to quality. I have to give some credit to Ashley, our CEO, and Jason, our president. They own what we'd call brand standards. And they started as franchise partners. They got into this because they absolutely love the food. And we know full well that people come to us because we have food. We have products they can't get anyplace else. So we just are, you know, hugely committed to never cheapening or lessening the product in any way. And so I just think at the heart level, we love Vegas. We're highly committed to the community. You know, there's obviously been a lot of things going on here over the last few years, everything from October 1 to the pandemic, to the tough things that Vegas has been through. But I'm just very proud of our community and our ability to partner with other leaders in the community to provide, whether it's first responders or, you know, people in need through the food banks or the opportunity villages of the world, or, you know, we just have a very, very deep commitment long term to being part of this community. And I mean, I just think Vegas is unique, and I've lived all over the world, and I've never found a place like it. And I think the secret sauce to Vegas is the people. as you said, very, not everybody's from here, right? Most of us aren't from here, but we've adopted this as our town, and it's still kind of a small town, and we treat it that way. It's, you know, it's a big city with lots to do, but it's still a small town, and we're very proud of being part of that small town community.
Yeah. Capriati's winning hearts and stomachs in the Las Vegas Valley for many, many years now. Hey, David Bloom, I really appreciate your time coming on. It's really good to have folks like you in the community, and appreciate you coming on to the podcast.
Well, thank you. We all care a lot, and hopefully it shows.
That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. Did you learn something new about Capriati's, like the fact that they're the largest restaurant buyer of butterball turkeys in the world? Also, hey, if you're way into the Bobby, you should absolutely send this episode to a fellow Capriati's cult member, okay? Next, make sure you're both following the show. Leave us a review, too, and subscribe to our amazing morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Talk soon. And among cultists, probably even higher. The ones who wear the little turkey hats and are constantly looking for that stuffing bunker.